as it was always intended to be. But now it is no longer the hub of gossip that it was in the 60s and 70s, when society struggled to keep up with the changing times, and the old ways clashed with the new like waves against rock. Nowadays, the young people who had fought so hard for change are old and less judgmental than their parents were, and conversation around the tables at tea time is more benign. But on this particular evening in July 1973, an incident which would not even merit comment today had whipped the ladies of Crab Cove Golf Club into a fever of excitement. They had barely glanced at their bridge cards before the subject which had been teetering on the end of their tongues toppled off into an outburst of indignation.
"Well, my dear, I think it's immoral, and I'm ashamed on her behalf,"
said Evelyn Derlacher in her low Boston drawl, pursing her scarlet lips in disapproval. Evelyn was the weather vane of polite society. Everything in her environs reflected her conservative values and high moral standards. From her immaculate cashmere twin sets and auburn coiffure to her beautifully decorated home and well-mannered children, nothing escaped her attention. And with the same scrupulous application and a habitual lack of generosity, she passed judgment on those around her.
"In our day, if you wanted to be alone with a man, you had to lose your chaperone. Now, the young are out of control, and no one seems to be keeping an eye."
She tapped her red talons on the table and glanced at her cards distractedly.
"Terrible hand. Sorry, Belle. I fear I'm going to let you down."
Belle Bartlett studied her cards, which were no better. She took a long drag on her cigarette and shook her blonde curls dolefully.
"The youth of today," she lamented. "I wouldn't want to be young now. It was better back in the 40s and 50s, when everyone knew where they stood. Now the lines are all blurred, and we have no choice but to adapt. I think they are simply lost, and we mustn't judge them too harshly."
"Belle, you always try to see the good in everybody. Surely even you must concede that Trixie Valentine has let herself down,"
Evelyn insisted.
"The fact is, she has not behaved like a lady. Ladies don't go chasing boys around the country. They allow themselves to be chased. Really, it's very distasteful."
"It's not only distasteful, Evelyn, it's imprudent,"
Sally Pearson agreed, giving her lustrous waves of long brown hair a self-conscious toss.
"By throwing themselves at men, they tarnish their reputations, which can never be restored."
She waved her cigarette between two manicured fingers and smiled smugly, remembering the exemplary young woman she had been.
"A man needs the chase, and a woman needs to be a prize worth fighting for. Girls are far too easily won these days. In our day, we saved ourselves for our wedding night."
She giggled and gave a little snort.
"And if we didn't, we sure as hell didn't let anyone know about it."
"Poor Grace. To have a daughter shame her in this way is very unfortunate,"
Belle added sympathetically.
"Horrible to think we're all picking at the pieces like vultures."
"Well, what do you expect, girls?"
interjected Blythe Westrup, patting her ebony updo.
"She's British. They won the war, but they lost their morals in the process. Goodness, the stories that came out of that time are shocking. Girls lost their heads."
"And everything else,"
Evelyn added dryly, arching an eyebrow.
"Oh, Evelyn,"
Sally gasped, and placed her cigarette holder between her lips to disguise her smile. She didn't want her friends to see her taking pleasure in the scandal.
"But do we really know she ran off with him?"
Belle asked.
"I mean, it might just be malicious gossip. Trixie's a character, but..."